And then I hit the stop button and that stops.
Yeah,
that's we're on. Oh. We're on the radio. Yeah, let's turn this up a little bit. How is that as loud as it goes?
Your headphones.
Yeah, let's. There we go. Let's. I'm going to go right up. This is why I've got tinnitus. Is because I have my head. Hello, dear listener. We're live. I think we're live on the internet. I believe this is the internet that we're live on. So, hello. This is the episode 12 of the Pocket Radio Show coming live. Where are we coming live from? SMUC Radio. What does SMUC stand for? St. Mary's University College. Oh, yes. That's like proper posh and stuff. It's not that posh. We're on a university campus. I feel so old. I feel like the nearly 40-year-old man I am. It's just full of beautiful young men and women walking around drunk as well. Some of them are drunk at 7 o'clock in the evening. That's insane behaviour. So, the way this works, this is a live Pocket Radio show. I'm just putting the Skype on. There we go. You can call us now if you want. Oh, you've done the phones and everything there. That's awesome. 020-3286-1483 is the telephone number if you want to give me a call. Or you can Skype Pocket Radio Show. We're kind of here just until people stop calling in. So it could be a very, very short show. Ideally, I'm aiming for a couple of hours. But if we fall short of that, then no one will be disappointed because we can all go to the Student Union Bar and get heavily boozed up and smoke some drugs. Do you do drugs here? Is it drugs? Yes, of course it's not. So if you want to give us a call, 020-3286-1483. It's like the normal Pocket Radio show, instead of being in my luxury Soho studio, I'm now at St. Mary's University College studios, which are awesome, it has to be said. Thank you very much. They've even got records on the wall. I played some records today. I actually played records, which was wonderful. So, you can give me a call at 8:45. We may have Matt Allwright, the Watchdogger, coming live from a secret gig that he's playing with his band. He's got a band, and they're playing live. And if the technology allows us, we will be speaking to him live on stage in a top-secret venue in Canterbury. I think it's a pub. And the people in the pub will be able to hear me and you, if you call in at that point, and we'll be able to hear him. That's the way it's supposed to work. Now, whether it will actually work like that or not, I have literally no idea at all. No one's phoning in, so we may as well just go home, shall we? Someone give me a call, just first of all, so that we know the technology is working, and then we can kind of drive this bad boy, you know, home. I'll just sit here and wait. Ah, someone's calling! Let's go to line six. Six, you're live on the internet.
Hello, Mr. Lee.
Someone's calling. Oh, now turn your speakers off, your Muppet.
Line six. Six, you're live on the internet.
Yes, that's my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. Turn your speaker off.
Your Muppet.
Right, we got it.
Jesus, what a start to the show.
You got it?
I've got it. Have you got it?
Yeah, I was streaming back through the computer. We've had these technical problems once before, but I'm okay now.
It's Internet Bellend Jimmy Willis.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it? How's the show going so far, mate?
Well, we're 3 minutes into the show, and it's a little bit low on phone calls. That's why I've accepted yours.
Oh, right, so I was the last chance. There was no one else ringing at all.
I was prepared to jump back into my car and drive all the way back to North London and cry.
Whereabouts are you filming from?
We are in Twickenham.
Twickenham,
yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And I drove. There's rugby going on today, I'm guessing. But why would people need to? I saw a man, right, dressed up as a crayon today.
Yes, that's normal.
A crayon. Why would you dress as a crayon to go to a rugby match?
Yes, I don't know. They drink quite a lot of rugby. I think it's something to do with that.
There was a girl dressed as Wonder Woman and a man dressed as a crayon. If anyone can explain that to me, 020-3286-1483. I would love to know.
Do you dress up when you go to things?
Fancy dress parties?
Yeah, I would say I'm not in, even at a fancy dress party, I'm not particularly into dressing up.
I said that. Do you know what? I've never been to a fancy, I haven't been to a fancy dress party since I was 8 because I think they're absolute, I don't like parties and I don't like fancy dress parties.
Why don't you like parties?
Because I don't like people. You've got to talk to people. And also, I don't know people. I don't like people, and I don't want to talk to people. So those three things combined mean that parties are hellish to me.
You're getting very grumpy in your old age.
I've always been grumpy.
Have you?
I was a very grumpy young man. I'm growing into my grumpiness. That's the thing that's doing it.
I think it suits you anyway. You're okay.
Are you flirting with me?
No, I'm just trying to be nice.
You know your picture on your Skype?
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah,
change it.
Yeah, you're not into that.
Well, you look like a potato. You do, though. And you've got breasts. Now, I've got breasts. Yes. I've got man boobs, but I can affect them to look invisible by having a different photograph.
Yes, and maybe a new photo shoot is needed.
Well, or just get like your mum to do it on her phone.
Yeah.
You wouldn't bother going for a photo shoot just to update your Skype picture.
You need promotion things done anyways. I haven't got many, so I need it doing anyway. And okay. I'm getting fit as well. So.
I'm going to try something here. I'm going to try and add a call. Daniel.
That was great.
Don't get cheeky with me. Right, hang on. Daniel's gone. Let's try and add. Are you still there, Jimmy?
Yeah.
That's a shame. Okay.
Bored.
You're what?
Getting bored.
Well, sod off then. There we go, he's gone. It's as simple as that. We're going to try and do a conference call at some. Oh, here's a phone call here. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hey, it's Jerry!
Hello?
I've not heard you since you last called up Talk Sport to say that you aren't going to call them anymore since they became Pure Sport.
It's gone crap.
TalkSport, I can say this officially now, has gone crap. Hey, I had a meeting with the boss of TalkSport before I knew it was going to go completely sport. And I was praising Mike Graham and Matt Ford. And I was basically angling to get the nighttime gig. And halfway through the meeting, the guy in charge said, well, we're going to go completely sport. I'm hoping you like sport, Ian, because if you do, you can come and work with us. And I had to spend a whole meeting nodding, pretending I liked sport, thinking, I hate sport. There's literally no point me sat in this chair. I may as well get up and walk out now.
I just nod off listening to it.
I don't listen to it anymore. Even Matt Ford, I turned on Matt Ford the other night and it was football and I thought, do you know what? I love Matt. I think he's the best broadcaster in the country at the moment. I can't listen to this.
It's gone really down now.
Well, you know, but it's gone downhill for people like us. But I bet in, not the next Rage Eyes, but the Rage Eyes after that, it will start doing the figures. And that's what it's all about in radio, isn't it, really? So,
well, the figures have gone down in London.
Well, they'll go down. They'll go down straight away. It'll take a while for people to find its audience. And I bet it will. I bet it'll do really, really well. Because Moz D, the programme controller, he's brilliant. And he's totally turned that station around. And agree with him or not, he knows what he's doing.
Does he?
Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does. He's won. He's won that station awards. He's got their listening figures right up.
It's great to hear you back on.
Yeah, I know. Back on the internet, there are 148 people listening to this live. That's twice what I used to get on Absolute Radio.
149 now.
Well, there you go. That's easy for you to say. Jerry, thank you for calling. Always a pleasure. I'm going to... Oh, I can't cut you off. Yes, I can. I'm going to go to this. It's from Bonita Fernandez Forever. Let's see who this is. By the way, if you're calling in and I don't answer...
Hello?
Hello, who's this? Turn your speaker off.
Hello?
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 Mr. Lee, it's a really bad line.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Well, it was for me, but it's fine. Well,
who are you?
Who are you?
Basically, wife of Mr. John Bennett, who listens to your radio all the time. I have a quick question.
Please do, Mrs. John Bennett.
Mrs. John Bennett.
I'm playing Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Redemption. I can't even pronounce the game.
Say it again.
Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm having a really hard time. I am not very much of a gamer.
Right.
But. How do you know of any cheats I can use?
Cheats? Well, you think I'm 12 years old and I'm reading N64 magazine. I'm not going to give you any cheats. Just go around and shoot the bad guys. That's all you've got to do.
I can't. Well, shooting the bad guys is not a bad thing. Well, it's easy. But when you meet these strangers... It's
God, it's all frozen. I'll call you back.
Sorry? Who's that?
I have no idea.
Who? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's still you. This is going well. Hang on a minute. Let's see if this next caller has any tips on. Oh, I don't know how to do that. Oh, God, well, just what's your problem? You just ride the horse, you shoot people, and that's it.
I am doing that, but when it comes to meeting strangers on, you know, while you're trying to kill someone, you know, a bounty, you're trying to kill a bounty.
Well, don't talk to the strangers.
I can't help it though.
I don't talk to the strangers. I just get on with the bounty that I've been set.
I know, but how can you just ignore them?
Because they're computer people. They're not real people.
All right.
They're computer people, you silly woman. Just ignore them. So some old woman is begging you to go and find her husband. She's a computer person. She's not real.
Is this the reason why women can't play video games?
It's one of the many reasons. I tell you what, my wife, she's fantastic. She's good at Mario Kart. That's the only game she could beat me on. But if I give her a game like Halo or Red Dead Redemption, what she does, she takes the controllers and suddenly the character looks up at the sky and spins round in a circle. And I go, no, I take the controller off her, I'll straighten it. You go, no, you move forward like this and you walk around. She takes them back off me, she looks up at the sky and she walks around in a circle. She can't do it.
Okay, I'm not that bad. Come on.
Well, but you go and talk to the old woman who wants you to find her husband when she's only a computer person.
Oh,
yes,
no.
if it were real life, Mrs. John Bennett, of course I would go and help an old lady find her husband if it didn't interfere too much with me getting my bounty. But on a computer game, you can ignore them.
Oh,
are you making a sex noise?
What?
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
You're
up. That was a sex noise, which is inappropriate. Let's go to... Listen, if you're struggling to get through, we've suddenly got a lot of calls at the moment, which is excellent. Keep trying, or if when you hear someone hang up, then call back in a few minutes. I'm trying to work out how to do a conference call. Let's see if I can do a conference call like this. Right, who's on the line?
Oh, hello, it's Gaffer.
Oh, jeez. Is there someone else? Simon, are you there? Simon? Wow, Simon... Tonight, the part of Simon is being played by an owl. Or the theme tune to The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. I can't quite work it out yet. Okay. Gatford, who'd have thought that out of two callers, you'd be the better caller?
Yes!
but that's only up against an owl whistle.
It's a good owl whistle.
Though. It's a bloody good owl whistle, isn't it?
Very good owl.
Can you believe that I've not got a radio job?
Well... nearly 160 people would agree.
Yes, Gatford. What can I do for you on this one? Thank you, Al. What can I do for you?
I'm getting chills.
Okay, you're literally sucking the life out of this show.
Well, the Al's doing a pretty good job of that as well.
Okay, let's go to line five. Five, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Hello. No, you're too slow. Let's go to line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Hello?
Hello?
Don't worry, when I put this out as a podcast, I'll edit all these bits out. I won't. Yes, who's this?
Hello, it's Samantha.
Hello, Samantha. Turn your feed off.
Yes, who's this? Hello, Samantha. Hello.
Oh, for God's sakes. He's talking to his own echo. Turn your feed off, Samantha. Now, can you hear me?
No, my computer seems to be playing up.
Can you hear me now?
Right, wait a minute.
No. let's try line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. Who is this?
It's the tissue dude. One of the biggest issues is the serious issues of...
disused tissues?
Correct. Amanda, what's going on with the people that can't turn their speakers down before they ring you up?
God's sakes, man. What is the... If you call in... Turn the live feed off. Mute it. Close that page because it will just cause problems for you like it caused for Samantha then.
Exactly. Samantha, you're going to have to call back. Wasting her time, isn't she?
Well, let's be honest. The whole show is always a waste of time.
Now, Ian, this is the last one of the series.
Yes.
And we didn't end up with Rav Wilding on. What the hell happened?
I didn't get in touch with him. I'll get in touch with him. I'll get him on series two. How's about them apples?
It sounds amazing. I mean, he's moved off of Crime Watch now. He's gone to bigger and better things. Pocket Radio Show will be on there, won't he?
I'll get him. Is he not on Crime Watch anymore?
No, he's been booted off.
Well,
they've got some other... Some other guy doing it.
Oh, man. I used to love Crime Watch when it was Nick Ross. I haven't watched it for ages and ages and ages.
I know. It's terrible. It went downhill when Dando,
Okay, well, let's not do that. I should, by the way, I've got to do some adverts and stuff. I forgot about that. Let me first of all thank SMUC Radio, and I should suggest you follow them at SMUC Radio, or go to smucradio.com. They are the ones that are letting me... I forgot your name, Joe. Joe, of course. And James is here. James Trosh, who sorted this whole thing out, which is awesome, and is filming it and is a genius. But they are letting me use their facilities, which is wonderful. I need to thank the Positive Internet Company, who are the people, the wonderful people, who have been hosting the Pocket Radio Show for the last 3 months. They have freely given me their services via jellycast.com. And if you want podcasts hosted or you want any help with internet-type things, then go and have a chat with them because they are very friendly. They have lovely offices just off Carnaby Street as well where they serve you. You go and they give you a huge plate of biscuits. I don't know if that was just for me. I got a huge plate of biscuits. And I made the mistake of eating one in a meeting. Never eat a biscuit in a meeting. It will only slow you down. So that's Positive Internet Company. Go and have a look at them. We'll play some more adverts later on. I know a lot of you don't like the adverts. Tough. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Line three. Oh, okay, let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the internet.
Hey, Ob, is that Ian?
Hey, it's Smudge.
Hey, Smudge.
Hello,
mate,
brother.
How you doing?
I'm very, very well. There's only 100. There's a huge 160 people listening to us live.
160!
Hey! What?
160!
It's 161 now.
61! So you're going to keep going up then?
It's gone back down to 160. Could you imagine
that? Listen.
No. What?
You used to be in, on telly, didn't you?
Well, I'm on. Well, you say used to. I'm on telly on Tuesday morning on Sky News. So I'm still on telly. I'm on telly.
So you know about telly then, right?
I know a lot about telly, yes.
Can I ask you a question about telly?
Of course you can.
Why are there so many horny programmes on the telly at the moment, Ian?
So many horny programmes?
No, not horny programmes. I wish there were more of them, but I mean hoarding, you know, people who live in houses full of stuff.
I missed the hoarding well, there's only one, isn't there?
No, there was a series on Channel 5 just recently, and then that finished, and then there was a programme on BBC One about hoarding, and then the other night there was another programme on Channel 4 about hoarding, Ian.
So maybe hoarding, because we've had antiques.
Yep.
We've had gardens, we've had homes, we've had cooking. Maybe hoarding is the new thing.
But maybe it is. Do you want to know a hoarding fact that I've picked up from watching TV?
I don't really.
I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
40% of people who hoard die because their hoard falls on them.
Do they really?
It's true. And there was a story about a fella, he lived down London, and his hoard of Razzle magazines fell on him and he died.
Really? Is there any need for that?
It was a sticky situation, Ian. No? Oh, God, hell off.
Right, I'm gonna play an advert, James. Which microphone, which fader do I need to have? Just play it. I'm just going to hit it and it's going to go.
Yep.
Oh, just down the cut. I sent it to my mum. I just done a couple and I sent it to my son. I just done a couple, it really pleased the missus.
I just done a cuckle and I covered it in kisses. Mwah!
I just done a cuckle, I did it just like that.
I just got a cuckle, it landed on my mat. So if you want a card that will make somebody chuckle, type in K-U-K, K-L-E and do yourself a cuckle. Cuckle.com, awesomely awesome personalised cards.
By the way, Cuckle are sponsoring Set the Agenda. Set the Agenda on Thursday, June the 7th, hosted by me, Variety Night. And we've got three magicians, John Archer, Pete Hathaway, Christian Lee. We've got Adam Belbin doing some stand-up. We've got Katie Cartwheel. Yeah, we got Katie Cartwheel. She does hula hoops and stuff. I love a bit of hula hoops. I can't do the hula hoop. June the 7th, if you want to get tickets, settheagenda.com/ tickets. Don't put the in there. This is Pocket Radio. What's it called? Yes, Pocket Radio Show Live. If you want to call us, you can Skype Pocket Radio Show. Turn off your live feed if you're calling us, though. Or 020-3286-1483 is the number. I did have... we're being filmed, by the way, for a little thing. And we're live. You can stream. You're seeing us. Well, you know that because you're listening. I did have one topic. Book or film characters that are like the hero, but that you have no sympathy for whatsoever. I read the book of the film 127 Hours, which has been made into a film by Slumdog Millionaire. And I read the book. It's written by the guy. It's this guy who goes climbing, canyoneering, mountaineering on his own, and he falls, and a massive two-ton boulder falls on his right arm and crushes his right arm. And he's there for, I think it's like 6 days or something, without any food or water. And he escapes by cutting his arm off. Right? So it's a big, dramatic story. And for most of the book, I thought, what a massive knob. Just a real... I had no sympathy for him at all. But he's just this arrogant idiot. And there were points in the book I'm thinking, I'm glad that rock fell on your arm. You deserve that. He nearly got two of his mates killed in a skiing incident because he was an idiot. When he finally manages to escape by cutting his own arm off, right, it's quite dramatic, and towards the end I'm feeling sorry for him. As soon as he escapes, he finds this poor Dutch couple and starts barking instructions at them. Goodness sakes, they've just found a bloody one-armed man. I'm not swearing, he was bloody. They found a one-armed man. They've got their kid there, don't start shouting instructions at them. So, book or film characters that you have very little sympathy or empathy for. That's the thing. Or you can just phone up for a chat. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Oh, Ian, it's Brian the Cockney here.
It's Paul the Cockney.
No, Brian the Cockney.
Sorry.
Don't you listen, sunshine.
Sorry, Brian, your Cockney voice is so strong, it's hard to understand exactly what you're saying. I apologise,
yes.
Governor.
Yes. Now, listen, right. I fancy a game of iPod a roulette.
Well, you're going to be on your own because I've left my iPod in the car.
Oh, balls.
Yeah, balls indeed. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, how's it going?
All right, who's this?
It's Adam.
Hello, Adam, what can I do for you?
So what are the topics tonight?
Book or film characters you have no sympathy for.
I have nothing on that.
Okay, let's go to line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Ian, it's Graham.
Hello, Graham.
Hi, how are you doing, all right?
I'm good, actually. I'm enjoying this. I was nervous about this. I was nervous that no one would call in. And we've got loads of people keep calling. If you are trying to call in, be patient and wait till the line goes and then try again a bit later on, because I will get to all of you at some point, hopefully.
164 viewers as well.
That's exactly what I was hoping for. In fact, more than I was hoping for. So that's brilliant.
Anyway, film characters
yeah.
that I... have no sympathy empathy for.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson in As Good As It... No, yeah. As Good As It Gets, where he's the horrible man who falls in love with Helen Hunt. Just couldn't stand him.
I don't think I've seen As Good As It Gets.
And the idea was you were supposed to hate him and then get to like him.
Right.
And I just hated him at the start, hated him in the end, didn't care what happened. Yeah, nasty.
Jack Nicholson is hard to like, though. I'm trying to think of a film where I like him.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Very good.
Yeah,
that
actually...
By the way,
yes.
when I heard that you were going to be doing this on a Saturday night, I did sort of question the rationale behind it, because I thought, Saturday night, peak viewing time, The Voice, Britain's Got Talent, all that. The only thing is, I'm flicking through the telly and there's absolutely nothing on.
Yeah.
There is nothing on. Why are you not... okay, Sky News on a Tuesday morning is all well and good. Why are you not back on our screens keeping us entertained on a Saturday night?
Gee, that's an excellent question. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to phone up BBC on Monday morning and demand they give me a job. How's about them apples?
It has to be done. Hang on. Tremors 3 is on Sci-Fi.
Tremors 3 is always on Sci-Fi. Now, which one is Tremors 3? Is that the one where they stood on the rooftops in the desert shouting to each other?
That's every Tremors.
There is every Tremors, isn't it? But it's always... I don't think I've ever seen one or two. I think I've only ever seen that bit from Tremors 3. Based on a true story. Line 1, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hey, it's Mr. Fuzzy.
Hey, Mr. Fuzzy, what can I do for you?
Well, first off, thanks a lot for ruining the end of 127 hours.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother now.
Hey, by the way, I've just seen, you know the lady who phoned up to ask about Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Can you stick something on your Ian Lee page?
What I'll do is I'll retweet her comment.
And then we can all see.
You can all see. She's hot, and she's got... From the picture makes it look like... And listen, I don't want to get all kind of sleazy or anything, because that's not my scene.
Well, you get a little bit sleazy.
Well, okay. It looks like she's got massive bosoms.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah!
What I was going to say about the characters...
Yeah.
I didn't feel sorry for.
Yeah.
In the greatest film ever, Jurassic Park...
I've never seen it, but okay. My friends and uncles at Jacuzzi Park, yeah.
Well, in the greatest film ever, Jacuzzi Park, there's the King Keeper... who's like the big shot, he goes around and he's the boss of everything. He's got to shoot a velociraptor from about 6 foot away,
yeah.
And he's flapping around, messing about, and he's put his hat on a piece of wood to rest the gun on the piece of wood.
Right.
He's shooting it with a shotgun, and he's resting it up. And then another raptor comes in and kills him. I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, what are you resting the gun for?
Yeah, yeah.
You're 6 foot away with a shotgun.
I wasn't actually listening to you then.
Idiot.
Who?
With the guy in Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Jurassic Park.
Okay.
I didn't feel sorry for him.
No.
Also, King Kong. Didn't feel very sorry for him.
Well, he's a monkey.
Yeah, well, yeah, but...
I felt sorry for the monkey in the... I've never seen King Kong, but I feel sorry for the monkey.
I felt more sorry for the girl, because all she had was King Kong.
But she loved the monkey. She was in love with a monkey. How can you feel sorry for a pervert?
Well, I felt sorry for her because she was a pervert.
I could understand that. I can understand that.
No one else feels sorry for him.
Anything else?
That's about it, really.
Okay, let's go to line two. Two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Hello? Nope, too slow. Let's go to line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Ian, it's Graham again. Tremors 3, they're on the roof shouting at each other, but they're all carrying a mattress for some reason. So we have deviated slightly from the norm.
Thank you very much for that. Oh, hang on, that was smooth, wasn't it? There we go.
At That Skinny Dog, we only employ nerds without girlfriends. This means that they have much more time to spend on making you an awesome website. So, if you'd like a fantastic website made by a nerd without a girlfriend, please go to www.thatskinnydog.com.
Oh, the next advert's going to play. No, stop. There we go. Paul Clare, who is the boss at That Skinny Dog, built the ianlee.com and set the agenda websites, and he's a genius. He's an absolute genius. I broke the ianlee.com tonight before this show, and I phoned him up, and he was having his tea. He was more than happy to listen to my stupid cries for help, and he fixed it. He was like a remote fixer. He was a remote fixer. Joe, do you want to say hello?
Hello.
That's the red one.
Is this me?
That's
yeah,
you.
This is me. I should know this.
This is no, I should know this because it's labelled red, and it's red, and I still went for the green.
It's questionably green.
Well,
this,
that's not
though.
Green. That's
I've had this discussion. Mustard. I've had this discussion before a lot of times.
What you need to do is relabel this. It's just a bit of post-it note.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort.
This is your studio.
This is my studio. Yes.
What does this normally use for?
Just student radio shows. Okay. So. Whatever they want to put on.
Do you do a show yourself, or are you like the program controller?
I'm the program controller, I guess. Right. Yeah, I've done a few shows testing it out with James over here.
James Trosh,
with the camera.
James Trosh has filmed me a couple of times and has filmed the Curry Quarter Quartet. If you've seen the video of them in the UK, it was him that filmed that and put it together. And the man's a genius. I nearly called you a boy.
The toy robot in space as well. That deserves a plug, I think.
Oh, yeah. We'll have some of that. And that's on YouTube, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever had to fire anybody?
I wish I could.
Do it.
I really want to. I might try. They're students, so I don't think I can, but I'd really like to just have a go. I don't know.
Can you
try and get them kicked out or something?
Should be able to do something, Joe.
Plant some drugs or something.
Please do. Is this what you
want
to do?
This is actually a Catholic institution. I'm starting to feel a bit.
Three Hail Marys and now the Father. Is this what you want to do when you, in inverted commas, grow up?
Working radio? Possibly. I've done a bit of work in TV too, so I'm not sure.
TV pays better.
It does. Yeah. I worked on Big Brother's bit on the side, and you were on there.
Oh, really?
But I was in an office doing their Facebook and Twitter stuff.
Are you working on it this time?
No.
I'm on it again, June the 10th.
Are you on it again?
Yeah, I'm on it again. The day after my 39th birthday.
It launches
soon.
Good things were said about you in the you're good. I enjoyed it.
I had the time of my life doing that because it was
it'd be a good show to be a panelist on.
It's good fun.
Yeah,
and also because who's the Emma is the girl that presents it.
Emma
she?
Willis.
She's lovely.
She is lovely.
Really, very funny and charming.
Yeah.
Joe, we have a regular caller on the line. You may be interested in. We've got Barry from Watford. Good evening, Barry.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Joe.
And good
Hello,
evening,
Barry.
James is here as well.
James.
Okay. Barry from Watford, everybody. Oh, the figures have literally, we've lost 12 listeners.
12?
12 listeners have disappeared. So keep it brief, mate.
Yeah. What, when you said I was coming on, 12 disappeared?
And another 3 have just gone, so...
We're down to 9?
No. Yes. What would you like?
What would I like?
Yes, what would you like?
What would I like?
Out of this conversation.
Oh, what would I like?
Yes.
I'd like you to have a new show is what I'd like to do. But Ian.
Yes.
Are we discussing people from art and literature you have no sympathy for?
I said books and films, but art and literature is a lovely way of phrasing it. Yes, that's the posh way of phrasing it.
Books and film. Mary Poppins. You know the two children?
I do know the two children, yes.
Michael and Tracy, or whatever their names are.
Yes.
At the end of the film, and I'm hoping some people will concur with this,
yeah.
Their poor old man takes them, you know, they want tuppence a bag to feed the pigeons.
I've not seen the whole of the film, but yes.
Well, it's a classic, Ian, what do you mean?
I've seen the first half of it about four times, because we bought it for my little boy, but I've never seen the end.
Well, it's a classic.
Well, so is the Bible, I've not read it.
Well, you offer up a conversation where people
yes.
are asked to, well, unless I'm mistaken, asked to phone in to discuss, in your words, books and films. I offered up a famous film, yes. You haven't seen it. This is going to go nowhere.
I'm not going to know every single book and film that is mentioned, but that doesn't preclude me from the conversation.
What, Mary Poppins?
Well, I know it, but I've not seen the end. Okay, who plays the old bank manager?
Dick Van Dyke in disguise. So up yours.
Tell me about the ending of this film.
Right. At the end of the film,
yeah.
In which Dick Van Dyke is plays the part of Bert the Chimney Sweep.
Is this going to ruin it for me? Because I do want to watch it one day.
It turns out he's a paedophile. No. What happens is... sorry. At the end of it...
Come on.
Dick Van Dyke... dressed as the old bank manager. Basically, their dad is the same dad's in bed, Dobbs and Broomsticks, of course, and I can't remember his name, but anyway.
I remember why I quit Absolute Radio now, and I did quit. It was my decision. It wasn't...
Well, because this is boring.
Yeah, because of you. I quit because of you and your anyway, rubbish vocals. Let me speak.
Hello?
Yes?
At the end,
yes.
The kids go to the bank and they want to spend tuppence on some breadcrumbs for the birds. And there's an old lady, we call her a homeless nowadays, but she's feeding the birds rather charming.
But she's in a snow globe, isn't she?
Something like that at the end. Oh, you've seen that bit. But anyway, at the end, basically, yes. The old man says, oh, why don't you invest the money? And they go, oh, no, we want to give it to a homeless to give it to what are essentially flying rats in London. And we're supposed to go, oh, yeah, don't invest it. The country's on its knees.
Right.
You know, who? But don't invest it. I'll give it to the birds.
Who do you not have the sympathy for?
I don't have any sympathy for the children, nor Mary Poppins, right. Nor, well, probably Bert the Chimney Sweep, but also concur that it's a good idea to feed what is vermin in London. I've got every sympathy for the dads and the banks. Does anyone understand what I'm saying?
Is that we should have a call? Is there a caller on line two?
And then the bloke pissed in a sink. Oh, hello, Ian, all right?
Who the hell is that?
It is Matt Allwright, the British television presenter and journalist who specialises in customer affairs.
Oh, yeah.
Who's this?
It's Barry from Watford.
Hold on, one sec. Barry from... Let me just check the phone. Is this Barry from Watford, the plumber that took a turd in old Mrs. Smith's garden?
That's it.
Right. You shouldn't be out, mate. You shouldn't be on the phone. I've told you before I come find you.
I'm outside Oxy Bowls Club. I might lay a cable on their nice lawn and all.
For God's sake. Can we... It was doing all right until you called in. Let's try line three. Line three, you're on the phone to Barry.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Barry from Watford?
Yes, who's that?
It's Rob Bonet, Barry. How are you?
Oh, all right. Who's it?
It's Rob Bonet.
Oh, hello, mate. How you doing?
Oh, do you fun buddy yourself?
Oh, not so bad, mate, not so bad. It's a lovely sunny evening. I've nicked a pint out of the Royal Oak on Watford Heath. I've come to Dave's car, and I'm making a phone call outside Oxy Bowls Club. If anyone's around, want to join me, I've got a Guinness here with my name on it.
Ooh.
It's clever how they do that in the froth at the top. Barry, they've done.
Rob, is there anything you'd like to say to Barry?
Is there any ladies nearby, Barry, that might get a bit of the old badger action tonight, the old cheeky wink?
Is there any what might get the cheeky wink? Ladies? Any ladies you want to give a cheeky wink to? A bit of a Watford charm, you know?
I want to give a bit of cheeky wink to any ladies in the Oxy Bowls Club. Throw a check for me, baby.
What was that noise?
It's,
is that your sex noise?
Rob, are there any book or film characters that you have trouble sympathising with?
I'll tell you who I don't like.
Yes.
Have you seen the film It, with the clown?
Yes.
The guy that's like Stephen King but isn't Stephen King because he wrote it. And
yes.
He's super wealthy and stuff.
I'll answer for him. He's probably cooking in his flat somewhere. Yeah, in Stephen King's It.
Yes. That boy there, I don't like him because he's a good-looking young lad. And he's got wealthy parents. He's going, yeah, I can't really cope. I'm an outcast. He can buy friends.
Yeah, it's a persuasive argument, but it's not going to get you a degree in a film studies course.
David Tomlinson,
of course, and he's in Bedknobs and Broomsticks and all.
Well, guys,
can I ask you another question, Barry, just briefly?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, go on, fire.
I'm 32 years old now. Obviously, when did things for you start to sag? Was it 40s, 50s?
Oh, blimey. Well, for a kick-off, did you say you're 32?
Yes.
Give it another 8 years and just give in some and get some elasticated trousers. 40 is the acceptable age for elasticated trousers.
Line five, you're...
No one's interested, you know?
No. Line five, yes.
Get yourself a lady, okay. You know? You're still on...
Okay, he's gone.
Robin A.
Line five, you're through to Barry.
Hello?
I want to know whether Robin A still seems an American woman.
Robin A has disappeared, I'm afraid, Jerry.
Can somebody come round, help? I can't put my phone down.
I'm afraid we can't do that. Let's take one more, then you can go away, you silly old man. I'm talking to you, Barry, not Jerry, although, you know. Line six, you're live on the internet to Barry.
Hello, is Eddie in?
Yes.
This is Hugo Peters, Bon Vivre, Raconteur, On Demand.
This is a blast. This is an unfunny blast from the past. Yes.
Boogaloo music aficionado.
Yep.
Some may say the Ernest Hemingway of the noughties.
Yeah, Barry, are you still there? Oh, we've lost Barry.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, you were talking about literary characters.
Yes.
Mr. Bounce from the Mr. Men books.
Okay, you find it hard... you find it hard to have any sympathy with him, do you?
Yes, he's bouncing around.
Hello! Hang on a second. Yes?
And he falls in a coffee cup.
Right.
His own fault.
Yes. You would imagine.
Good.
Yes.
I was glad.
Okay.
He was scolded.
Oh, hey, come on, poor Mr. Bounce.
Well, he deserved it.
Okay, that's harsh. Harsh but fair, I think.
Yes. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for calling. Let me just do this.
Want free music on your mobile? Then download the We7 radio app now. Available on iPhone and Android. We7 is your personal DJ in your pocket, giving you access to over 10 million songs for free. Enter one song, artist or genre, and the We7 app will play hours of the music you love. You can listen to We7 anywhere, in the car, train or the gym, even without an internet connection. Join the radio revolution and download the We7 radio app now.
You're talking over the ad, Barry.
If anyone talks to me, I've got cut off.
Yeah, I know what happened.
I don't know, and I tried phoning up, and I put it to you that you deliberately kept hanging up on me.
I did not keep hanging up on you.
Do you want me to speak to you or not?
Well, I thought you'd spoken to me.
Oh, that's your way of cutting me off, is it? Let me speak to one more person, go on.
But I didn't think you really wanted to be part of this.
Well, I couldn't hear I was cut off. There was a man who asked me a question, I was cut off.
All right,
has he gone?
Let's try line three. You're through to Barry from Watford.
Good evening, Ian.
It's Barry.
Oh, good evening, Barry. Barry, it's great that you're on. I actually had a question for you.
Okie doke, fire.
Right, now, this is a completely hypothetical situation, so I'm just throwing it out there, so just go along with this.
Okay.
If I was, by any chance, to kidnap your son, Dave...
Dave, yes.
yes, and ask for a ransom, what would be an acceptable amount?
Oh, God, well, I do love him. I really do. I know he's a wrong, and that's 150 quid.
Because I was, you know, planning to come in with something like 5,000, 10,000.
Oh, don't go mad.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I want to be prepared for this stuff. I don't want you to tell me to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, give me 150 quid and you can chop one of his ears off.
Right, and when I'm calling you up, is this voice okay? You know,
that voice is fine. Get me in, I'll give you the number.
You want Barry's phone number?
No, don't give it out loud.
Do you want me to think it?
Off air.
I've got a pen and paper if you
want to... No, don't do it.
I'm just trying to find out how to do it on Skype. Hang on, I can't get your number up.
I was sort of joking. I'm retracting it.
Okay.
I'm retracting the offer of my phone number.
Hang on, who's that?
Are we going to have... Hello?
This is Greggy Longbottom here.
Freddie Lowenbrow?
Hello,
Freddie? Oh, no, hang on. I got rid of the wrong person. Hang on a second. Let's get them back. We'll call Freddie Lowenbrow. What did you think he was called? Dick Coalmine?
Freddie Goldmine, wasn't it?
It's Freddie Lowenbrow.
Freddie Lowenbrow.
Both of them are excellent, excellent names.
Judging by this show, Lowenbrow.
Oh, he's disappeared. Let's try... are you still there, Barry?
I'm still here.
I can't cut you off even if I wanted to. Line six, you're through.
Barry?
Yeah, hello?
All right, Barry, you got one of those bingo things coming up?
Yes, I'm at the 100 Club.
Well, okay.
Is it supposed to be any good? My mate came the last one you did. He said it was shit.
For those who don't know, Barry, are you still there? Oh, he's disappeared.
Barry?
Barry's disappeared.
I'm not surprised. He can't argue with that, can he?
He can't argue with that. Barry does a live variety night, and one of your mates went and said it wasn't very good.
We've set
the agenda on Thursday, June the 7th.
You got one coming up as well, haven't you?
Yeah, Thursday, June the 7th. Set the agenda.
Yeah, set the agenda. I might come back to that. That's supposed to be a top quality evening.
It is an excellent evening. £9. Nine acts for £9.
£9, nine acts.
Oh, that works out about £1.20 an act.
It's a little bit too far for me to come, though, to be fair.
Well, you can still buy the tickets anyway.
I might do that. Is there any chance you could do one in Marshall?
No, in a hospital.
That's disappointing.
Thanks very much for calling. This is the Pocket Radio Show live. If you want to take part, you're more than welcome to. 020 3286 1483 is the telephone number. Pocket Radio Show on Skype. We're at SMUC Radio, and we have Joe is over there on the red one.
Hello.
You all right?
Hello, listeners.
Is this... Obviously, I have been, not at the moment, and it's my choice. I have been a professional broadcaster in that I have been paid to broadcast.
Yeah.
I'm having a break.
I'm aware of that.
I have to stress for legal reasons. It's my choice. I'm on a break. It wasn't that they didn't want to renew my contract.
We know.
And wouldn't let me back on the air to fulfill
the
last
one.
It's my
know.
Choice. Is this as good or worse than you expected in terms of professionalism?
Oh, from you?
Yes. Well, yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's a long pause there, Joe.
I'll have to think about it.
Ian. Okay. Okay, that's disappointing. Yeah. Thanks. Hello, Line 6. You're live on the internet.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. What do you want?
What I meant to say is, what's up, dude?
Well, you can still say that.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Ah! You know, it's the last. My wife and children have been in Greece this week. I had to come back early for work and a doctor's appointment, if I'm being completely honest. And so I've had the house to myself all week, and it's been awesome. I watched movies. I watched the movie with the director's commentary. It wasn't the director's commentary. I watched Daydream Believers, the story of the monkeys, with Davy Jones' commentary, right? And Davy Jones, was bonkers. And he would just say things to fill the gap. And he's obviously never seen the director's commentary before because he doesn't know what to say. And so there's a bit in the film where Peter Tork picks up a Coke, and Davy Jones, to fill the gap, goes, Coca-Cola. You think, why are you saying that? But I've watched that. I've played video games. I'm going to be playing video games tonight. So I'm living the dream.
Right, okay, so I'm a guest.
Sorry?
Can alarm, I'm a guest.
That's a shame, because we're having a conversation there and his quality. The phone calls are working better than the Skypes, if I'm completely honest. Let's take another phone call. Hello, Line 2, you're live on the internet.
Hi, Ian, it's Amy.
Amy!
Brap, brap, brap.
Brap, brap.
Yeah, do you remember me? I didn't know who Peter Sellers was.
Oh, my. Well, that narrows it down to 15 people. We did a whole episode of this once where no one knew who Peter... Well, hang on a second. Joe, who's Peter Sellers?
He was...
Well, no, Amy! Shush! Joe?
Is he a comedian?
Oh, what, more than... This is amazing!
A famous comedian. I'm really young. I'm hip and cool. I don't know these old people.
How can people not know? I don't understand. Amy, tell Joe who Peter Sellers is.
He was in the original Pink Panther movie.
Do you have a license for that, Linky? Yeah, but come on, for goodness sakes. I'm going to play a song in a minute, because that's what I can do. But I've got to play it via YouTube, so I'm going to look for it on YouTube. Anyway, Amy, lovely to talk to you. Are you still there?
I'm back in London. I'm back in London now. I'm not in Eastbourne anymore.
You're asking me out for a drink or something? Oh, you were in Eastbourne at your nan's house, and you were going to do it with your boyfriend in your nan's house. Did you get to do it?
No.
Oh, why? What happened?
Because he wasn't there.
Really? He never turned up?
No, he was in London.
I thought he was. You told me he was going to turn up.
No, he wasn't going to turn up.
You're so full of it. You told me he was going to turn up.
No, you misheard me.
No, you mistold me. Anyway, Amy, I can't meet you for drinks this evening, as I'm going to be going back to my Xbox and playing Rainbow Six.
Oh, damn.
So I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, man.
Hey, a weird girl's supposed to phone up tonight. Right, there's this girl called Rachel who emails me saying, "Hey Ian, I saw you in Oxford Street the other day. I think you're hot." I'm like,
"Oh my god!"
Well, don't be so surprised by that. I'll be honest, Amy, I am hot. I've grown into my face.
I know you are. I know.
Thank you. And she keeps emailing saying, "I think you're hot. Let me know when you're in Oxford Street again." Of course, I've never let her know. And why would I? No. And then she said, emailed saying, "I'm going to phone you up tonight, Ian, on the Pocket Radio show." So I'm a little bit nervous that she might actually phone up.
Oh.
That's where that story ends. There's no, if you were expecting kind of, you know, there's not at all.
I really liked it.
It's a good story.
Do you know what she looks like?
I've got no idea. She could be hot. She could be not.
Yeah.
But we're all beautiful within ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah.
Even ugly people. Well, Amy, is there anything I can do for you?
I was just ringing in because it's the last show.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to...
Thanks very much for calling. I'm going to see if I can play a record on here. Let's see if this works. It does work. Okay, wicked. But I need to let the YouTube... it's on YouTube, but the internet's a little bit slow. I need to let the grey line...
The professionalism you were talking about earlier.
This is good, though. I'll let the grey line on the YouTube bar reach its zenith. We could be here for some time. While we're doing that, I'll go to line six. Six, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
Hello, Ian.
Yes.
Hi, sorry, mate. I was a little bit rude before. I wanted to talk to you about films.
Okay, we couldn't hear you being rude because your internet connection is so poor.
Is it bad now?
It's okay. We can do this.
Okay. You're talking about films where they really feel much affection for the main characters.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you had Silence of the Lambs? You know, the guy that...
I still can't hear you. We got Silence of the Lambs, but the connection was too poor. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
All right, I've got a question and a theory.
A question and, indeed, a theory. Let's have it.
What's on first?
Joe, what would you like, the question or the theory?
The question. I'm
the let's have the question. That's what I would have gone for.
When are you coming back on the show? When's the show back?
The Pocket Radio show?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm aiming for the second series to start the first episode, the first week of July...
Oh, and, not long, then.
And all of the back issues will be available with about 30 minutes extra material on each one.
Fantastic.
So they'll be... I've done the first two, and they're longer. And the stuff that I've recorded is very, very funny, particularly episode two, I think. It's very, very funny.
Excellent. I'm going to be buying them.
Well, good for you. They will be for sale for a small price.
Good. I've got your theory now. I've also got something else for your topic as well.
You didn't. Well, you didn't. You just said it was a question and a theory. You didn't mention that there was.
If you don't want the topic, then
you know what? It's 8 minutes to eight. I'm feeling a bit crazy. Let's do it. Let's have your theory then.
Okay, your theory first.
Yes.
I don't think that you're taking a hiatus off the radio for any other reason other than you've had another kid. and your missus earns more money than you. You're a stay-at-home dad. You're on maternity leave.
Well, half of that statement is true. We have had another kid, but I keep kind of saying to her, I'm not working. When are you going to go back to work? I've got to push her back. And I've always said to her, if she earned enough money, I would totally be a stay-at-home dad. I would love it. Yeah. People go, well, you get bored. Well, you won't get bored, because A, you get to play with kids, right, which is wicked.
Yeah.
B, when they're asleep, you get to watch movies and play Xbox.
Yeah.
And C, work is rubbish.
Yeah.
So all of those things combined mean I'd love to be a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, I'm jealous of my missus. I try to push her back into work. She gets on and on
a bit. Well, I'm looking at Joe now. He's a young man. And he's full of the optimism and the enthusiasm and the energy that I never had as a young man. And I'm just thinking, Joe, seriously, in 10 years' time, it will all have disappeared. And you'll be filled with a bitterness, a resentment. Will. I was you.
Said you weren't. Man.
Well, I wasn't you. But I was vaguely optimistic. Not particularly, but I was vaguely optimistic. And now it's everything. I'll tell you now.
All gone.
It's all
everything,
gonna go.
Everything is... Life is pointless. Honestly, Joe, it's pointless.
Apart from the kids. The kids.
Apart from the kids. The kids are awesome. And I miss my two boys so much. I'm picking them up from the airport tomorrow. And I cannot wait to see them. And I'm Astro Boy, who's now two and a bit.
What made-up name have you got for the other one?
What's the made-up name? We haven't actually named him yet.
How?
We haven't given him a name.
Not even a made-up name,
no.
That can be one of the topics, couldn't it?
A made-up name for my second son.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cut you off now.
I'd do it for Draco.
Oh, no, what was your topic?
On the topic?
Yeah.
Well, it's Jurassic Park, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Why was he going to turn the power on by himself?
I don't know. I've never seen the film.
Well, I've got no sympathy for him. He got eaten by another dinosaur.
Okay. I've no idea what that means. Have you seen the film Jacuzzi Park? Do you know what happens in there?
Jacuzzi Park?
Yeah, whatever it's called. The one with the dinosaurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
It's Amy. Did you cut me off?
Yes. Let's go to line 1. 1, you're live on the internet. Who's calling? Okay, Sam again. Sam, sort your internet out. I'll call from a phone. Let's go to line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
It's Mr. Evil.
I wasn't expecting.
Remember me?
I do remember you. Yes, I wasn't expecting that.
How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you, Mr. Evil. How the devil are you?
Fitting evil.
Okay. Well, have you done anything evil today?
I phoned you.
Right.
That's evil.
But it's not that evil, actually, is it? Just to phone me.
I think it is.
There's nothing particularly evil about making a phone call to a live internet radio show that's being listened to by 170 people.
It's quite nice, if anything.
Nice.
Helpful.
Very helpful. Very friendly.
Who are the people in the background?
That's Joe, who is the boss here at the studio that we are using, and James is over there and he's filming it, and James organised it all. @Troshy. At Troshy, is that the Twitter name?
Yeah.
Follow @Troshy, because he organised all this and he's a top bloke. So
it's the evil boss.
He's talking to you, I think.
Yes, yeah, he can't hear me, actually, but yeah, I'm evil boss.
Can he not hear you?
We'd have to relay.
Oh, we don't want to relay.
Yeah.
He's not that evil. He's never fired anybody.
Oh.
Ah. So this is not a particularly evil phone call, if that was your intention.
Can we make it evil?
What would you like to do?
Can we do evil stuff?
Go on, then. Well, you're Mr. Evil, so you should be initiating the evil stuff.
Okay.
Away you go.
Evil.
Yeah, again, just saying evil and doing a little laugh isn't particularly evil.
Can you help me?
Well, to do something evil, you'd have to, like, you know, steal something or blow up something.
He needs more confidence. He's lacking confidence.
There's no confidence here. That's the problem.
What do you mean?
I tell you what, I'm going to put an idiot on the line, okay? And you can be evil to them, all right?
Okay.
Jonathan, say hello to Mr. Evil.
Hello, Mr. Evil.
Hello.
I am really looking forward. I wonder if you give me some tips. I don't know how evil you
are. Well, no, hang on a minute, Jonathan. This is the problem. Mr. Evil hasn't been very evil so far, so we're hoping he's going to be evil to you.
Oh. Are you ready?
I'm sort of ready. I don't know how good this is going to be.
Shut up.
Hey, that was it. That was a good start.
Yes.
Anything else evil going on? Because I do have a genuine question, but...
What's your question?
Right. I'm really looking forward to setting the agenda, but I need to save some seats that I'm bringing to people. How do you save seats if you've only got one item of clothing? Like, you've got your jacket,
you can't.
Your chair.
You can't.
It's quite evil.
You can't do it.
He's being quite evil there. I mean, it's not evil. It's he's being obnoxious, I would say.
It's very annoying. I need some tips.
A few notches below evil.
Yeah, yeah, several notches.
It's the confidence thing, I'm telling you.
Evil, tell Jonathan to get knotted.
Get knotted.
Oh,
goodbye.
There you go, you cut him off. Okay, let's put a girl on. Let's put Jackie on. Oh, no, I don't know. I can't. Hang on a minute. Oh, it's all very confusing, this Skype.
You should burn.
Oh, I can't put another call on to be with you, I'm afraid, so I'm going to cut you off. And I've cut Jackie off. There we go, Jackie's on. Hello, Jackie. Hello? Oh, for God's sakes. It seems to be the ladies that are having more trouble with the Skype. Who's this? Jackie Bednarik. Hello? Say something. Hello? Goodbye. Line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, is that the game's mistress?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Hello, I'm playing Jet Set Willy at the moment.
Yes.
I'm on the first level.
Right.
How do you actually jump?
It's the space bar. What are you playing on?
I'm playing on the Commodore 64.
Oh, then it's the return key, the enter key.
Oh, return. I was hitting shift.
No, it's return.
Oh.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Right, I'm going to try and play this record, but the bar is only halfway, so we may only get the first 45 seconds of this song. But we'll
start loading once you play it.
Will it? Okay. Because yeah. I made a Mike Nesmith a compilation CD for my friends, Paul and Watko, yesterday, and it reminded me how flipping brilliant Mike Nesmith is. And this is an amazing Monkey song that they recorded, right? They didn't release it in the 60s. It wasn't released until 1990, and this is amazing. It's called If I Ever Get to Saginaw Again, and I think you'll enjoy this.
If I ever get to Saginaw again, a locale that's somewhat off the beaten track, get to see the girl I never saw again, who must know why I have never ventured back. We were young and so alive, and now I wonder if she'd cling to me, become my very own as she did then. If I ever get to Saginaw again, if I ever get to Saginaw again, it won't be in spring with meadows turning green, it won't be to tangle with the law again, it won't be with someone only 17 who gave her love and made me hers. And when you find the one you're dreaming of, who thinks to ask how old is love, not when, you may never get to Saginaw again. If I ever get Saginaw again, I will get to see the son who bears my name, and perhaps I'll quietly withdraw again when I see the little man that he became. But how I yearn to watch him grow. A father's love is maybe all it takes to not repeat those sad mistakes of men. If I ever get to Saginaw again.
Man, I love that song. If I ever get to Saginaw again, you can go on the mic, James. Are you confident speaking on the microphone?
I'm all right, yeah.
You look terrified. You actually held onto the desk. I'm all right, yes. You organise this. Thank you so much for doing this.
No problem.
Was it easy to organise?
Yeah, well, the studio is already here, just making it kind of work with phone calls and recording and stuff.
We are at the St Mary's Union College Radio, University College Radio.
That's right.
If you want to follow them on Twitter, at SMUC Radio, or smucradio.com. And you kind of sent me this email going, the setup's not that good, it's all a bit... This is as good as the Absolute Studios, do you know what I mean? It's not got touch screen. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I need to do another one of these. Who should we do? This is great. We've got advertisers advertising in Hong Kong.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. I don't think there's anybody... I've said if anybody can send me a picture of you yourself at this place in Hong Kong, I'll send you a prize. No one has. So I don't think we've got anyone listening in Hong Kong. But the British Studio of Art in Hong Kong, constantly, every week they say, yeah, we'll have another advert, please, Ian.
When I go to Hong Kong, I'm stopping by.
I'm totally going in there. I've looked at the website. It looks awesome. I'm totally taking my little boy there. I can't think we'll ever go to Hong Kong. I've been there once before. It's very nice. Anyway. That if you do go to Hong Kong and you've got kids, then you should go to the British Studio of Art in Hong Kong. It's this fantastic art place, obviously, hence the word art in there, and you can put their creative energies to use. It's located in Discovery Bay. The British Studio of Art is suitable for children of all ages with various classes. My little boy is really into kind of like painting and doing pictures. He's also bonkers. He's in Greece, and I got a tweet, but the text from my wife saying, oh yeah, Astro Boy, he's got a strawberry he wants to lend to you. What's a lemmy, a strawberry? Anyway, also, if mum or dad fancies a go, then go along to the Wine and Craft Evening just for adults. Check out www.bsoahk.com for further details. bsoahk.com for further details. And seriously, if you can take a picture of you there, then I'll send you a prize. And it won't just be a crappy prize. It'll be something decent as well. It'll be something pretty darn decent. Let's take a phone call. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, turn your feed off.
I don't know how to do it.
Who's this, Mr. T?
Oh, I've done it.
Okay, who is this? What's that ringing noise? Who are you ringing?
You.
Okay. Is this Scraggy the Tramp?
Yes, it is.
Okay, for those who've been watching my Facebook page, Scraggy the Tramp has been... You've got a... Now, you're the one that I let back on, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the good one.
Okay, you're kind of dominating the page a little bit, so I had to ban you.
I'm just your friend.
Sorry?
I just want to be your friend.
Okay, we're not...
Who's that?
Hang on, who's that?
It's Vincent.
Who you?
It's Vincent.
Who's that?
It's Vinny.
What do you want? I thought I was on this show.
Is that Ian? Just doing a silly voice.
What? You taking the mickey out of my voice?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it? I'm old. I'm 92.
It sounds a bit camp.
Oh, man. You wish you had said that to me.
Who's that laughing?
I don't know. Who's that laughing?
Yeah, I heard two people laugh.
What do you want, anyway? You're trying to steal my limelight.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just said.
I've been ringing all day. I even burnt my pigeon on the fire.
Are you having an erection?
No, I'm 92. I don't get erections.
Maybe you had a tablet or something. Accidentally.
I've been taking drugs for 82 years. They don't work on me no more, man.
Okay.
What do you want?
Have you called in for?
You're being obnoxious.
I'm being obnoxious. I just called in. I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I've called in.
Yes.
Where's Ian? I want to speak to Ian about this.
I think he's gone to the bathroom.
Ian, who's this guy? He's giving me grief. We're friends. I thought we were friends.
No, Ian doesn't do friends.
What? I am his friend. I had an accident yesterday, Ian.
Yeah, what happened?
I got run over. I fell asleep in the road and I got run over.
How come you didn't die?
Well, because it only ran over my arm. But I'll tell you a little secret. That arm's a fake arm. So it didn't hurt.
Okay.
What?
Well, there we go. Scraggy,
come over to my tent and have a bit of my pigeon.
I think she's gone, Scraggy, but thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Let's go. No idea. Are you regretting inviting me in now, Joe?
No.
Okay, good. That's good. That's fine. Line two. Two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
I just got to wake up a lady.
That's referring to a voiceover I did for an advert about 6 years ago. The lines are free now if you want to give us a call. 0208. No, 0208. No, that's the old place. 020-3286-1483 or Skype Pocket Radio Show. If we can keep going until about quarter to nine, we'll have Matt Allwright from Watchdog. Yeah, it is Watchdog, isn't it?
It's on Watchdog as well.
My mic, oh, hang on, you're the yellow.
I'm the fake green one.
You're the mustard mic.
Yeah.
My mind is starting to melt all of a sudden. Let's go to line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Rich! Too slow. Let's go to line two. Two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Oh, it's Scraggy.
Scraggy, you're just on.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to ask you a question.
I apologise for cutting you off then, Scraggy. What was your question?
It was about that topic, about the film.
Oh, yeah, but the film and book characters, or characters from art and literature that you have no sympathy for.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Okay. I don't have any sympathy for Forrest Gump either. He's quite obnoxious. Line six, you're live on the internet.
My name is Bob, and I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Is this Bob Dylan?
No, just Bob.
Well, what can I do for you, Bob?
I like the wrestling.
Do you really?
I love it.
Okay.
I like watching grown men fighting in it.
I can tell by the tone of your voice that you get real pleasure from it.
I love it, man.
Yeah. Are you watching it now?
I love the wrestling.
Yeah. Have you ever wrestled another man?
Every day, man.
Yeah. And you get,
I love it.
You get pleasure from that?
Hell yeah.
What's your favourite move? Do you like the daddy splat?
I like the pile driver.
Yeah. I like the washing line. The washing line is just where you hold out your arm and they run into it on the neck.
I think it's the clothesline, Ian. I don't think it's the washing line. That's a bit of a dad.
The washing line is the triangular thing that's been... Yeah. It's okay. I like the clothesline.
I like the wrestling.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling. Oh, I miss doing this. I really do miss doing this. I hope I get a job soon. Line two, you're live on the internet.
Hi, Liam.
Yes, it is.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Turn your feed off.
My feed off?
Yes.
Oh, well, sorry. I've only just tuned in, seen the number, and thought I'd ring. I don't know what's going on with the show so far.
Not a lot. It's a mess. It's
no,
a car
no
crash.
Change here, then.
No, it's if anything, it's become even more of a car crash.
Oh, right, I see.
But I'm having a flipping good time doing it.
Oh, you always have a good time.
Always have a good time, yes.
That's it. Ian, I just wonder if you can pick your brain for a minute.
Away you go.
Have you been to the cinema to see the Avengers lately?
I've not been to see the Avengers lately, and do you know what? That's what I should have done this week when the missus was away.
Exactly.
The Avengers is awesome.
What an idiot! Of course I should have gone to see... Oh, I spent yesterday being miserable because I had nothing to do. I should have gone to the Avengers instead of doing the garden.
Would you have gone on your own? That's,
yeah, totally.
That's the stigma for me.
I love going to the pictures on my own in the afternoon.
Oh, I do.
It's the best thing, man.
Have you ever been there when it's just you? Like, it's a big
TV.
Because
it's cheap here, isn't it?
I've been... Hang on, calm down. I've been there... yes, I saw the Brady Bunch movie on my own.
Yeah,
I'm an old man. David Jones was in it again. But yes, I have you, James, have you seen...
Once, I can't remember what I saw. What, were you there as well?
Well, then you weren't on your
own.
Well,
yeah. There, James. As a group of friends, it was just us.
Right.
It's Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Disappointing film, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it looked good, but it lacked emotion, I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you want?
Yeah, I just wondered if you like these Marvel sort of
films. I love them.
I love them.
I love superhero movies. I've not seen Thor. I didn't like Captain America. I thought that was a bit rubbish, but I do love a good superhero movie.
Well, I'll be quite honest. Thor was one of the best films that I saw last year, mate.
Wow, really? Okay.
And I really wasn't expecting that. Everything sort of pointed of it stinking. But
I'm going to download it. I'm going to rent it from Blockbusters. My Blockbusters is closing down. They're closing Blockbusters down all over the place.
Why? Completely.
Well, not completely, but the one in Muswell Hill is. It's because everyone's going Netflix and Love Film and all of that stuff.
Wow.
About the superheroes, why aren't there any good English superheroes?
There was for a while a Captain Great Britain. There was a Captain Great Britain. I remember reading it. And there was another English superhero.
We had James Bond. That's about it.
But he's not a superhero. It's like Batman's. Batman's not a superhero.
Yeah.
He's just a rich guy.
Yeah.
He's just a rich guy that can afford like a posh car and a butler and batarangs.
Yeah.
That's it. Really. I could, if I was rich, I could get batarangs.
With a vengeance as well.
Yeah, exactly. Batarangs with a vengeance. That's the new film, I think. 0203 286 1483 is the telephone number if you want to give me a call. Have I played all of the adverts that I need to play? Yes, I have. I should do another one of these. They've got to pay the rent, haven't they? Oh, this is good. GoDaddy.com. They're helping us bring this podcast to you. If you need some online assistance, go to GoDaddy.com because they've offered you, listeners to this show, a special offer. Use the code BRO1, B-R-O-1, to get your .com for £5.49. Register your .com domain with GoDaddy.com today. Plus, you get website hosting, fast and easy site builders, site security, and more. BRO1, enter that password at the checkout to get your .com for £5.49 at GoDaddy.com. Domains, websites, and everything in between, GoDaddy.com. There we go. Let's go to line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hello, yes, Basil Butler!
Hello, Ian.
I keep shouting into the mic and peeking, but that's problem. My problem, and I'll deal with it.
Hello, Ian.
Yes.
You're a man of the world, aren't you?
I never know what that phrase means, but yes.
Well, you've had two children.
Well, that means I've had unprotected sex at least twice in my life.
That's what I was thinking.
And yes,
I need some advice.
And I did pump the air once it happened, yes.
Do you know when you've been making love with your partner?
Yes.
And
we don't say partner. I've not been making love with my solicitor, my wife, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, in that order. That's what we call them. We don't say partners, Basil.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Afterwards, you roll over to go to sleep, don't you?
Of course you do. Of course
and,
you do.
And I find, though, that the woman usually likes a cuddle.
Oh, the cuddle. Why would they do that? They're all sticky.
Exactly, and that's my point. I usually have to try to find ways to avoid the cuddle because I can't get to sleep. I like to be left alone.
Well, this is the thing that I is happening. I think I can reveal this without giving away too much. My wife and I are currently, because of the baby, sleeping in separate beds.
Nice.
No, it is nice. And I always thought couples who slept in separate, I always thought that was weird. Oh, no. Because if there's any hanky-panky, the other one goes back to their bedroom. There hasn't been any hanky-panky. This is what I'm imagining would happen if a situation were to arise. But to separate beds, who is it? It's who's the man and the lady that live at separate houses? There's a man and a lady. They live in separate houses. Who is it?
Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. No.
The man, Tim Burton. Tim Burton. They live next door to each other. How cool is that?
That's a good idea. And I suppose if you're like the royal family, you can have big houses and you can sleep in separate wings.
But also, I've read about this, the male and female brains work differently after sex. The female brain is stimulated by sex. The male brain, once he's ejaculated, it releases a chemical that makes him sleepy. So it's nature to want to go to sleep.
Talking of ejaculation.
Yeah, yes.
I find now that I don't, my sperm doesn't have the enthusiasm it used to.
Well, that isn't that an image that I didn't have in my mind.
I'm fine
now. Line four, turn off your feed.
It's a poo man.
Oh, hey, poo man.
How are you? Is the wonderful, beautiful Mrs. Verinder still around or is she gone?
She's long gone. She's long gone.
Lucky for us. Yeah. Have you seen, or did you see, rather, the Fleetwood Mac documentary that's been doing the rounds in the BBC?
I think I've seen it before. It's not a new one, is it?
It's an old one. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I think I've seen it before.
Because I think they're erroneously, is that how you pronounce it? They've made an error in reporting that they're going to be touring with that, but I've not.
Yes, in that case, it is an old one, yes.
Oh, Stevie Nicks, still hot?
Yes, but I would have to kind of squint.
Well, as soon as she opens her mouth, she becomes about 10% less good looking. But
she's put on a lot of weight.
Yeah, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Well,
my girlfriend's sitting next to me, not very pleased. Anyway.
Is your girlfriend fat?
No, she isn't. She's Swedish and hot.
I like the larger lady.
Really?
Yeah, well, I do, actually.
I don't know. I've never dipped my toe in that tub of lard.
You don't put your toe in there?
No. On the thought of favourite wrestling moves.
Yeah, we seem to be talking about favourite wrestling moves all of a sudden. That's how this works, yes.
The Cleveland Steamer.
Oh, that probably involves poo, knowing him. Line 6, you're live on the internet.
One day, you, Ian Lee, and the two guys in your studio in Soho will go down on your knees and say, Captain Mauser, Mousy Wowser, oh yeah, oh yeah.
That's a reference to a Police Academy film. You've probably never even seen Police Academy, have you?
No.
Oh, for God's sakes. Literally unbelievable. Unbelievable. The lines are free now. 020-3286-1483 is the number. It's 18 minutes past 8. I think we can stagger on for another 40 minutes or so. I think we can stagger on till 9 o'clock. So if you do want to give us a call, now would be an excellent time to do it. Skype Pocket Radio Show. If you do Skype in, turn your feed off. Or you can phone 020-3286-1483 is the telephone number. I'm gonna get another song up. What was it? Let me find another. I've been listening to a lot of Monkees. Let me find a good Monkees Nesmith song. Let's just take a call while we're doing that. Line 3, you're live on the internet.
Hello there, Ian. I'm what you call a first-time caller, long-time listener.
What's your name, fella?
It's John from Nottingham.
Hello, John from Nottingham. What can I do for you?
Well, I thought I should call in. I've been feeling a little bit guilty. Been profiting from the Absolute shows for a long, long time.
Good for you.
And then I went to the LBC, and I've downloaded all those podcasts, and I think I probably got through about 300 in the space of about 4 months.
That's insane. That's literally
insane. It's damaged me socially.
Good for you. Yeah, well
I'm
done.
I'm unable to communicate in a normal fashion with the general public anymore. I've listened to so much Philip from South Norwood.
Oh, I miss Philip. He still calls in from time to time. Well, still calls in. I haven't been on the radio for 8 months, so I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows?
Right. I've got Clive Bull's back on there.
Clive Bull's back on, the governor.
I've never listened to Clive Bull in my life, so I think I should start.
Clive is brilliant. Now. Clive is one of the best and is a thoroughly nice man to boot.
Oh, right. Well, I'll give it a go. One thing I should say.
Yes.
I've got your problem. You've got unable to burp.
Can't burp.
Incredibly rare. It's one of the reasons I don't like calling up radio shows.
Sorry?
I don't like calling up radio shows. Cause I once called Nick Abbott a long time ago, 20 years ago probably.
Yeah.
And I just came on and accidentally did the little burp you do sometimes.
Oh,
and Nick, he was very intolerant.
Oh, really?
Strangely, isn't it? Strange.
So Abbott pounced on your burp?
He did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think he immediately cut me off, so...
I do, yeah, I cannot burp. Joe, can you burp? I'm not going to ask you to do it, but can you...
Yeah, I can.
Can you do it at will?
Yeah.
Can you burp the word...
It makes you feel quite... What?
Can you burp that?
Do you want me to, or not?
I don't want you to. I'm just asking if you can.
I think I'd have to experiment for a while at home. I'd have to.
Okay,
it makes you feel sick, though, when you keep doing it.
Really?
It's not a good thing, no.
Because I can't make myself burp. I've never been able to. I remember someone in Mr. Kimber's class trying to teach me how to do it, and I couldn't do it. And I very, very rarely burp naturally. Very rarely. And when I do it, I'm all kind of pleasing myself.
Is there a lot of gas in you?
Yeah, what I need to do is, when I used to drink beer, I don't drink now, but when I used to drink beer and would get very gaseous and full up, and I couldn't belch it, what I had to do, get my two fingers... down the back of my throat and waggle the epiglottis, is that the name? Until stop just short of puking up, and it would do this really long open belch. That was as good as it got.
We've got a friend who just goes the whole hog.
Makes himself puke.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, no. I think we've had enough of this conversation.
I think we have. We'll say goodnight, shall we?
I will quickly.
Go on.
Characters you hate, for you supposed to like.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson again in Easy Rider.
I'm thinking of watching Easy Rider again, because I've got this box set that's got Easy Rider remastered in it, and I can't remember if I liked it or not.
Maybe my parents had the album, the soundtrack when I was a kid, and I think I took against it, rebellious thing.
Yeah.
But the other one would be definitely James Dean, Rebel Without a Cause. What a dick.
On that bombshell, I'm going to play another Monkees Mike Nesmith song they never released, the idiots.
There's a certain something in the way you looked at me and said you'd stay there, let me know that I was out of line. But I didn't know what else to do, and like a fool I tested you by demanding things of you which weren't mine. And now I feel like such a fool for making you crawl back to me.
But you did it with such love that you're standing far above me and all I did to you. I'm sorry now, what can I do? I know that never in the world could I have found me such a girl who's there to pick me up before I fall. And if in the end we should go both our separate ways, I know the lesson I've learned here is worth it all. 'Cause now I feel like such a fool for making you crawl back to me. But you did it with such love that you're standing far above me and all I did to you. I'm sorry now, what can I do? I know that never in the world could I have found me such a girl who's there to pick me up before I fall. And if in the end we should go both our separate ways, I know the lesson I've learned here is worth it all.
Oh, this is about to get exciting. We're about to get kicked out of the studio. Security is bursting. Security is bursted through the doors, going, "What are you doing here, guys?"
We have told them, so.
Well, he don't know, does he? The fellow with the keys. If the fellow with the keys asks you to leave, you're in trouble. Did we sweet talk him? We okay? We got the thumbs up. We sweet talked him. We slipped him a few quid, and it was absolutely fine. If you want to give us a call, you can. 020-3286 1483. You can Skype Pocket Radio Show. We've got a call here. Line 2, you're live on the internet. Who's calling? Oh, no. No, don't phone in just a belch. That's not pleasant. That's not what we want from this at all, for goodness sakes. In 20 minutes, we're going to have Matt Allwright. Hopefully. He's doing a secret gig with his band in a pub in Coventry. And he's going to... We may have a live link up with them on stage. But the pub's broadband is only 1.5 meg. Is that bad?
It's quite slow, I don't know. We might be okay.
I was playing on playing Xbox Live last night, playing a very old game, Rainbow Six, which you probably don't remember because you're just boys. Sorry? What? Okay. I don't know how that happened. And so I... Yes, what? Good lad. And I was getting laughed at for being on O2 broadband. Are they poor? This is a good song, actually. This is going to be the next song we play. Thank you for that. I'm going to find that on YouTube. That's a great song.
But I know you get a free...
This is a good song.
You get a free Arsenal shirt with O2. I know, you know that happens.
I didn't when I joined.
Oh. 2, 3. Ooh.
What? Okay. This is exciting, isn't it? We're going to play that Mountain song next, I think, because it's a cracking song. Oh, there's an advert for...
2, 3.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, okay. I'm just going to turn you down for a second while I play an advert for Coca-Cola, which I don't particularly want to play, as I don't think they need us endorsing them. We can skip that ad now. They've gone. Right. You could stay on the line if you want, mystery person. Wow. You're not the anxious man. You're not the anxious man. You're a fake anxious man, aren't you? Yeah, you're a fake. Okay. You can stay there on the line. Let's go to line 3. Yes.
It's Graham again.
Hello, Graham.
Dale Winton is doing the lottery, and he's had so much work done. He's starting to look a bit like Max Hedrick.
He does look like Max Hedrick, yes.
You on the lottery. Imagine someone who's a bit edgier, like you, on the lottery. Starting to slag people off.
One second,
when they got one wrong and saying, get out. And that's really far more entertaining than Max Hedrick giving stuff.
I've cut him off now because it was a bit annoying. I auditioned. Have you seen the guy that looks like me on the lottery? OJ Borg.
Yes.
He's like a fit version of me, right? And he does look like me, but he's buff. And I auditioned for it the same time he auditioned for it, and they got me in for the audition for the lottery. So the thing we go in the 52, 13. Good luck, everybody. I hope your numbers come up. I auditioned for that, and I went in, and they said right, and I was in the studio and everything, and they said, Ian, we want you to be a little bit edgy, okay? Nothing too, but just a little bit edgy. So I did it, and I wasn't very edgy. I was a little bit edgy. And the sort of week later, they kind of, my agent phoned up and said, well, what happened? They said, we didn't give it to him, we liked him. He was just a bit too edgy for us. But you told me to be edgy! And all I did was I said to the voiceover man, I said, oh, what would you do if you won the lottery? And he said, oh, I'd buy an island. I went, that's a bit creepy. That was as edgy as I got. That was as edgy as I got. And they said I was too edgy for it. But it was a sweet gig. It pays £1,000 a week. Imagine that. £1,000 a week. Just for saying numbers.
Was that the midweek or the...
It was the midweek, the Wednesday.
Yeah. 169 viewers now. Is this a peak?
It's kind of been about 170 for the entire thing, which is pretty decent. Okay. Let's go to line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. Hello? Okay, you can say that. Thank you. Line 4, you're live on the internet.
First, there is a mountain, and then there is no mountain, then there is up yours.
I'm going to play that song. If you've never heard this song, this is awesome. This is the 60s, eponymised. Eponymised? That's not a word. Epitomised. There we go. What a song. There is a mountain. Hey, if you want a free audiobook, I'm doing an advert here, audible.co.uk/Ian Lee. You get a free audiobook. You sign up, get a free audiobook, and then if you can, I shouldn't say this, but you can unsign. Sign up, get the free book, audible.co.uk/Ian Lee, and then unsign. That's all you need to do, really. Go on that one. It's slightly better. audible.co.uk/Ian Lee, unsign. You get a free audiobook, and everyone is indeed happy. It's the last 30 minutes of the show. We're going to stop at 9 o'clock because I'm going to go home and play Xbox all night. So if you want to give us a call, now is an excellent time. We've got Matt Allwright on at about 9:15 if that works. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
First off, I'll have my fish, and then I'll have a rice cake, and then I'll have my fish, and I'll have my fish, and then a rice cake, and then up yours.
Thanks very much for calling. It seems to be the way things are going this evening. 0203 286 1483 is the phone number. Pocket Radio Show. If things are we've maintained a healthy 170-ish.
Yeah, we're
listening
doing well.
Live, which is pretty groovy. And this will be available as a podcast, by the way. So you will be able to download this. I'll cut the music up. because that's what you sort of have to do in these situations. But it will be available probably next week. I'll have a go at doing this tomorrow morning or Monday. And then it will be released and you can get it on iTunes or ianlee.com will be the place to go. The calls are kind of winding down. If we weren't waiting for Matt Allwright, I'd say let's go. This has been a raging success. Let's go home.
Yeah.
We have to wait for Matt Allwright now.
Are we now live in a pub somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know if we're live in a pub. We could be live in a pub. I don't know. I'm quite happy for this person to do the next 10 minutes of the show.
Disappointed there's no anxious man. Anxious.
Well, anxious. The anxious man himself kind of. He must be like 22 now. Who'd have thought? I'm never quite sure what happened to him. I saw him once sitting on a biffa bin outside the studios.
He had come to see you.
Yeah, and he didn't have a bottle to talk to me. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't particularly want to talk to him. So I walked away and didn't speak to him.
Right, okay.
Which is good. Right. Yeah, thank you very much for that. Excellent stuff. We've got some more calls now. Let's try line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling? Nope, they've gone. Let's try this one. Line two. Two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
Well, Ian, it's Brian the Cockney again. If the calls are drawn out, why don't you go and get your iPod from your car and have a go on your iPod remote?
Well, it's in the car. It's miles away. And also, to plug it in and get it to work would be a pain.
Oh, that's very disappointing.
Well, let's hear what your first song would be on iPod Roulette, then. Go on.
Hang on. Let's just get iTunes going. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Balls, I can't hear nothing.
There we go. Thank you very much. Balls indeed. Line two. Two, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Who's this?
Hello, Ian Lee.
Boom!
Yes!
Are we live in a pub in Coventry, wink, wink?
Yes, in Warwickshire. Coventry in Warwickshire. Yeah, that's where we are. We've got something for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready, totally, yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Cheer up, Ian Lee. La 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 la.
Once more.
Cheer up, Ian Lee.
Cheer up, Ian Lee.
Etc. So you get the point.
Well, you really went to town on the words there, Matt.
Where's the la 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 la?
How? What's Matt? Remind me of the name of your band.
The name of the band is. We are the Swerves.
The Swerves, and it sounds like there are literally 12 people there in the audience. Is that correct?
Oh, that cuts me to the quick. How? That really does. Right. If you're asking for it, we're going to make them make some noise.
I want some noise. Like you sound like Cheggers on Swap Shop.
God. Are you ready for them to make some noise?
I would love to hear them make some noise.
What chosen phrase or saying would you like them to repeat at full volume?
We love Pocket Radio Show. Boom.
You got that, everyone? Yes. We love Pocket. It's just an advert, isn't it? Okay, we love Pocket Radio Show. Boom. After three. One, two, three.
We love Pocket Radio Show.
Boom. Can you believe it? There were members of the crowd that actually got it wrong.
And can I ask, Matt, have they come because they're fans of the Swerves, or are they there by pure coincidence and you're about to ruin their evening by playing some loud music?
It's passing trade. We're actually in Donington Services. And these are people that have come to refill and have like a Ginsters. We just happen to be playing, that's all.
Oh, I'd love a Ginsters right now.
Product placement. Come on.
And you're in the band. You play the keyboards in the band. Who else? Introduce the rest of the band members.
Okay. I can say to you, on my right hand side, we have on guitar, and you can play a bit, Karpski. On drums, we got Russ Barley. Go on. On my left-hand side, we got Ruby Drake. He's on bass.
I guess that from the bass notes. Yes, well done.
And to my left and slightly behind, That is the one and only Mr. Danny Trafford on guitar as well. That's literally as far as I can go.
And have you started? It sounds wonderful. It genuinely does sound brilliant. Have you started your set yet? Have you taken a break? Or is this the beginning of what's going to be an hour of wonderful music?
An hour? We played like 3 hours. Come on!
Do you look... I like the way when you said it, you announced it was 3 hours, only one person was excited by that prospect. The rest were like, what?
And he's actually a close family member. we go all night. We go all night until literally council noise abatement officers come round.
How many people there are friends and family, and how many are people who like wearing the Swerve scarves and things like that?
We don't have scarves.
Come on, like the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah, we're just like the Bay City Rollers. Right, has anybody here come who doesn't know anyone in the band?
Some drunk girls at the back.
There's one man at the back, and he's an employee of the pub. He's here because he's paid. And that's the only reason he comes.
So do the Swerves, I'm interviewing like it's, I'm talking to the Kooks or the Kaiser Chiefs. So you do many gigs as a band?
We play, what, 5 a year, 6 a year? Don't laugh!
I like your enthusiasm. No, I'm in a similar band, and we do we rehearsed in February, and we're like, hey, this is sounding really good. We should get some gigs up. We haven't seen each other since.
Really?
It's the way it goes.
We practice every week. That's not the same. What you're saying is not the same as what we do.
Matt, what would you say is your kind of the do you do original stuff or is it covers?
It's all covers.
Okay. What would you say is the best song you've got in your if things are going a little bit slowly, you go, lads, we're going to do this song early because this is really going to kick them up the backside.
Never go slowly. What are you talking about?
Well, just in case.
It's all killer, no filler. Isn't it?
Well, yeah. What's the name of the pub? Are you not allowed to say the name of the pub?
Yeah, the name of the pub is the George and Dragon, and it's in the High Street, Coventry, Warwickshire. Come down.
Big up yourself, George and Dragon, in Coventry, Warwickshire.
Come on, give yourself a big round of applause.
Matt, I would love... We'll see how... Well, it sounds better than the rehearsal we did the other day, to be honest. Could you... I'd love to come and see you live at some point, and I genuinely would be up for some of that. But could you give... Sorry?
George, we would love to have Ian Lee down here at the George and Dragon in High Street, Coventry, Warwickshire. Wouldn't we?
Can I ask? Is there anybody in the audience who actually knows who Ian Lee is?
There's some people
disappointed.
Here, they're martial arts fans and they're confused.
He was grandfather's second cousin.
And you were brilliant in the royal family, by the way.
You're such a dick. Right. Now, shall we have a little listen, see if you can, we'll see how it sounds. Could you play us a song?
Yes, we will play you a song.
If it sounds too bad in terms of technical issues, I will let you go and say thank you very much. Thank you, everyone in the pub. Thank you for taking part. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay. Yeah, okay, we're ready. We're going to do one. Here we go.
Trying to recognise it. What is it? Primal Scream. You think it's Primal Scream?
Yeah, I was wrong. Reef,
not Primal Scream.
Put your hands up.
Here we go. It's got a good guitarist.
Yeah.
Sound excellent. The rest are a little bit shonky. I'm joking.
Has he got a microphone? Or?
I think he's just cupping his hands. I'm going to wait for the chorus. Here we go. Put your hands up! Put your hands on! We'll leave them there. Fantastic. Matt Allwright and the Swerves. That was good, wasn't
that it? That was amazing.
That was brilliant.
That were better than I thought.
Yeah.
If only we were getting paid for this, boys, we'd be living the dream. Literally living the dream.
Only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time for you. I'm afraid my time has sadly passed. That was awesome! I'm trying to cultivate Matt as a friend. I haven't really got any showbiz friends, apart from Mackenzie, but he's making movies and stuff. He hasn't got time for me. But Matt, we're kind of like level pegging, I think.
In a previous episode, you were in his dressing room, weren't you?
I was, episode 10, yes. He's lovely. He's such a nice bloke. And the Swerves sound awesome. I'm definitely going to go to the George and Dragon, High Street, Coventry, Warwickshire, and listen to them.
Straight after the show.
Straight after the show, that's where I'm going. Line three, we're kind of winding down now, so we'll sort of, when the calls peter out, we'll come to a stop. So line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
Ian, get that guy to ring back, and I'll play iPod roulette with him. We can do it over the over two lines. You can be the judge.
All right, yeah, that sounds like fair play. I can't remember who it was. Let's see if it was or was it this one? Line four, were you the iPod roulette guy?
That's me. Yeah.
This is confusing. The guy who just called in now. What's your name? Oh no, hang on. Say that again.
Graham.
Okay, and the other guy, what's your name?
It's Brian the Cockney.
I do apologise, Brian. Right, Brian, as you called in earlier to initiate this game of iPod Roulette, the way this works is there are three rounds. The winner of the best of three, a song comes up, and we will be the judges as to whether which song wins. They're allowed to skip one song if they want to. Brian, would you like to go first?
All right, here we go.
Any louder if you can, Brian.
Let me turn it up.
That would help. You've done nothing to the volume. Okay, Brian, you're going to have to just tell us what the song is.
It's Boy in the Bubble by Paul Simon.
Ooh, okay. Not one of Simon's strongest.
It doesn't work quite the same when you can't hear
exactly.
It.
Exactly. And there are two kids in the room with me, so they don't even know who Paul Simon is. Graham, let's hear your song.
Okay, here we go.
Nice and loud if you can. Oh, Holiday Road by Lindsay Buckingham, the theme tune to the National Lampoon movies.
That's it, yeah, we'll do.
Have it down on the... Okay, stop that, Graham.
Okay.
We'll go with Joe first. Your vote, Joe. Does it go to The Boy in the Bubble by Paul Simon or Holiday Road by Lindsay Buckingham, the theme tune to the National Lampoon movies?
I've heard of Paul Simon, so I'm going to go with Paul Simon.
Shouldn't have let you be a judge. Okay, James.
I'm going Lindsay Buckingham.
I'm going Lindsay Buckingham. Graham, you've won. It's the first. It's first 1-0 to you, Graham. Graham, you get to go first this time. Don't forget, you've got a skip if you want to skip. What's your first song? What's your next song?
Me or Brian?
Graham. Hence me saying your name, Graham, three times in that sentence. I like it.
Oh, it's Bowie.
Is that Bowie or David Jones?
All of the above.
Keep it going. Oh, it's the Little Gnome, isn't it?
Laughing Gnome.
Can you turn it any louder?
Yeah, hang on.
This is a great tune. Okay. Why, when people keep saying they'll turn things louder, it doesn't get any louder? What's happening? All right, Graham, we've got the message. Thank you.
Okay.
Brian, let's hear your song as loud as you can, please, mate.
Here we go.
Jesus, that sounds awful. Oh, it's Frank Sidebottom, is it?
It's the Robins Are Bobbins by Frank Sidebottom.
I couldn't hear it. Why is it so quiet? Basically, you might as well have both of you just saying the names of the songs. Okay, Brian. Jesus. What an anticlimax to end the show on. It started off so well. People are disappearing because this is gone. Okay, so the first one was David Bowie, the Laughing Gnome. The second one was Frank Sidebottom. Do you know who either of these people are, James? Yes.
Yeah.
The Robins Are Bobbins. James.
Frank Sidebottom.
Joe.
David Bowie.
Frank Sidebottom. It's 1-1.
You're ganging up against
this
me.
This is the we are, yes. It's the deciding vote. Graham, you get to go first.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, no.
What is it? Oh! Da, 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 da. Oh, it's Chaz and Dave!
I've blown it at the desk.
Whoa, hang on a second, Graham. Graham. Chaz and Dave, There Ain't No Pleasing You, is a good song. You can skip...
Can we?
You can.
Well, in the Courtney Heath shows and Dave wins.
Shut up. You can skip it if you want. But then you got the risk that the next song could be worse.
I'll play it. You'll play it.
Okay, Brian, what's your song?
I don't know if I want to play because Chaz and Dave wins hands
down. It should win hands down. But you've got to remember who the judges are.
Oh, okay. Here we go then.
If you come up with some Rizzle kicks, you'll win. Rizzle. I don't know what that means. Hello?
Oh, yeah, it's going.
Well, anything, it's even quieter than before. Right, Brian, just tell us what it is.
It's the Wild Arts.
The who? The Wild Arts. Oh, really?
Yeah, I want to go where the people go.
Ginger?
Yeah, right. That's the one.
All right, again, well, okay, so we've got Chaz and Dave or the Wild Arts. Again, both of them mean nothing to you?
Wild Arts. Yeah, no, both of them, but Wild Arts.
Joe's getting angry now. All right, Grandad. Shut up. Shut up, Grandad.
I've been patronised here.
He's got a music degree.
Well, this ain't going to help you because this ain't music. Joe, we'll go with you first. What would you like? The Wild
Arts?
Okay.
Again, Chaz and Dave.
James, well, you and me should hang out or something. It's Chaz and Dave. Graham, you won!
And I won't be invited.
No, you won't be.
Yeah, well,
Brian, you got your ass kicked.
Right.
There we go. Thank you very much. I think on that anticlimactic bombshell, we should probably end it. I guess if there's anything on the tweets that we need to mention... I don't think so. Nope, there's nothing on the tweets. Oh, hang on, loved it. Let's try. Let's just say this last call. Line 3, you're live on the internet. You're the last call of the night.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing from Australia?
Oh, from Australia. There we go. I'm very well, thank you. Colin, how are you, mate?
I'm doing all right, mate. Cheers.
What can I do for you?
I'm going to put you on. Hold on, I've just got to turn you. There you go. I'm all right. I've been up since 4 o'clock watching you. You're doing very well, mate.
Oh, you've been... Wow, is it 4 a.m. over there? You're insane.
Well, no, it's quarter past five now.
Jeez, wow. Well, well done for sticking... How can it be quarter past five?
There's an 8.5 hour hour delay. We're ahead.
By a half an hour?
Half an hour.
8.5, yeah.
That's insane. I know that happens in India. There's a place in India that's half an hour ahead. There's a place in Australia that's half an hour ahead.
Yeah, South Australia. Big place.
I've heard of it.
Venezuela did it to change their time zone by half an hour to annoy America.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them. Well done. Fantastic. Well, it's been all right. This has been kind of a sort of an experiment. I think it's gone very, very well. Joe, thank you so much for letting me come and use the studios here. It's been absolutely superb.
No worries.
And we've proved that it works. We may come back. Is that all right? We
you
may
are
come
more
back
than
and,
welcome.
And do some more
we
of this and flag it up a little bit more. I was a little bit limp in my flagging. But I we can definitely flag it up more. But it's proved that the technology works, Colin, and that a phone-in show on the internet can work. So, we'll definitely be back at another point and do another one.
Good, yeah. It was just that it's, at the moment, because it's 8.5 hours, I can't always get up on a Saturday and a Sunday morning at 4.30 to listen to you. So if you can do it a bit later, that'd be really helpful.
You can get stuffed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Colin, thank you very much for calling. We're going to end it there. That's it. A big thank you to SMUC Radio. Joe, is there anything that you want to plug that I've not plugged?
Smuck Radio, St Mary's University College.
But can real people listen to this?
Yes.
They can.
Livestream.com/smuckradio or smuckradio.com. There's no limitations on who
so
can listen.
So do the live stream again.
Livestream.com/smuckradio.
SMUC. Okay. And they can listen to, I nearly said the kids, I'm such an old man. The people.
The kids do listen, the hip, trendy kids all listen to Smuck Radio.
But so when people are doing shows in it, and you post when you're doing the shows on the website?
We post it on the
smuckradio.com.
website.
Smuckradio.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's... It's an excellent setup you've got here, and long may it continue. I'm deeply envious. I didn't have anything like this at my college, but I was too drunk anyway to have focused on any of that. James, is there anything that you want to plug?
Follow me on Twitter, at Shroshy. Click my website and have a look at my videos.
T-R-O-S-H-Y. He's genuinely brilliant. He filmed the Curry Quarter Quartet. What was the short film that you did as well? You came and filmed us, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Another World Late Night Radio.
It's brilliant. It's genuinely brilliant.
He's a genius.
Bits of this will be available online at some point on my website and his website and the Smuck website and YouTube, I believe, is very popular these days. Thank you again to the Positive Internet Company for hosting the Pocket Radio Show, the podcast format. This will be available as a podcast at some point next week. And they're do an excellent job promoting it and getting it on iTunes and stuff. And if you want, if you're thinking of having a podcast done, then I thoroughly recommend you get in touch with the Positive Internet Company. Jellycast is kind of their little offshoot that does it. It's a human touch. It's nice to talk to humans and not be emailing back and forth with idiots in the United States thereof. That's it. Follow me on Twitter at Ian Lee, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial, and this will be available probably Monday or Tuesday next week. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to click the off button.